Okay, so why did you become a teacher?
It's a long story, really, but, you know, when I was about 20 years old, had a bit of an accident, and I was unable to work at that time, and it was just the time was right for me to go back to school. So I went to Camosun College, and after a semester, and I was kind of doing general stuff, didn't really know where I was going. Just after the first semester, I really started to enjoy learning, and I found all my classes fascinating, and I was really putting a lot of effort into school. Like in high school, I kind of just floated through, but you know, once once you're putting a little more value into education, and that's when I really kind of decided I wanted to kind of share that interest with other people. So,
all right. And yeah. Were you always planning on being a French teacher, or?
No, actually, I trained in elementary.
Okay.
So I did three practica, one at the grade 5-6 level, one at a 6-7 level, and actually one in a grade 1 and 2 class. And so when I moved up to Grand Forks, I was subbing at the time, and I got a bit of a taste of working in a high school. And I did do a grade 5-6 class. I taught grade 5-6 at Hutton for a year. But then there was a couple French teachers at the high school were retiring. So I went through the interview that was after I had gone to Quebec to do a UBC course to kind of, polish up my French a little bit as a teacher. So, no, it wasn't like my first choice, but ended up being something that I've been kind of passionate about.
Yeah, so that's kind of what drew you to French. Was that like kind of a childhood thing or like later in life?
So, no, I had gone to French immersion when I was growing up. So, and again, I didn't really follow it through to the end of grade 12, but I was in French immersion until grade 9. And it was on, it didn't even really think about French for a lot of years, like when I was going to college and university, but it was just something that later on came up. Like the vice principal here at the time kind of called me up and said, "Hey, I saw on your resume that you were in French immersion. What's your French level like?" And it just so happened that I had done some UBC courses, if I'm remembering correctly, at that time. And then I said, "Hey, you know what? I took French immersion. I've done these French courses, so really interested in teaching high school French."
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So if you weren't teaching French in this school, what would you be teaching, do you think?
That's a good question. I probably would still be at an elementary school. Maybe doing kind of general stuff. Because I did it 1 year at Big White as well. And so that was in a multi-age course. So I could maybe see me fitting in somewhere like in a kind of the DLC, the Moodle area, where I'm kind of more just helping kids out individually. But
what was your favorite class growing up?
That's an interesting question, because I think back on it and who were my favorite. Like, I have favorite teachers and favorite classes. My favorite teacher was Miss Jones, and that was an English class, and I really didn't have too much interest in studying English, but I remember it quite well, and I remember her just being such a wonderful, natural, kind person. And I remember, you can remember the mood of the class, and I remember studying Shakespeare and stuff, and she made it interesting. Like, but I think my favorite subject at the time was geography, because it was very, it just seemed very practical and made sense to me.
Yep.
Geography 12. They don't, it's kind of like I remember a lot of the physical geography components of that course.
So do you try to use some of Mrs. Jones' tactics into your own classes?
That's an interesting question. I think I do. Yeah, I think I try and make the, you know, the emotional, you know, aspect of my class feel comfortable and welcoming, I think.
Yeah,
so I do try and emulate what she was like, I think.
Yeah. Have you had any nice memories at this school, or what's your most memorable moment thus far?
Yeah, I've had a lot of great, you know, like coaching with Mr. Knighton. I coached soccer quite a few years ago. I kind of put that off for a while. Definitely the French trips. I've had some super great groups of kids, taking them to Quebec. This will be my, hopefully if this one comes through for next year, that'll be my fourth trip to Quebec. The ski club has been always super fun, you know, like I like doing stuff outside of the school, and just trying to think of other memorable things. You know, the year that I was subbing, like when you get into teaching, your first couple years are, you'll never forget them, right? Because they're so, you're just trying to find your way and stuff. Yeah. And I remember when I was subbing, I got called in a couple days to sub at Phoenix. And like, I just thought that was the coolest thing, like coming from Victoria where there's not really skiing nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe I'm getting paid to take a group of kids to ski. Like, I just thought it was the coolest day ever. And it's funny because I think some teachers, like, they might take that day off as a discretionary day because they don't like doing that kind of thing. Whereas for me, it was like, that is like the perfect day for me, in my opinion. So
on the topic of memories, how do you like to be remembered by students that come through this school?
You know, I hope that people see me as somebody that really respected them and was kind of like I think of my granddad. He passed away. He was a teacher at Oak Bay High School. And some of the students that he taught throughout the years wrote on his memorial page on the website for the what do they call that? That place where he was, his ceremony was, I forget what they call those places, a funeral parlor. And sorry, I'm struggling for words here. But, you know, I just remember reading some of the comments from kids that he had touched over the years. And they were kind of like, I remember, and his name was David Reimer too. So I kind of like, I remember him being a gentleman, and he was always kind of professional, and I hope that I would be remembered that way, you know, as kind of somebody who was, you know, the kids would respect in a way, but
yeah, no, yeah, that'd be a good way to be remembered.
Yeah. I don't know. Just, I hope I'd be remembered in the same manner as my grandfather. Yeah.
Well, thank you for this.
Yeah.
It was a big help for my English.
Okay, well, thanks for picking me. Yeah. It was great.
You're welcome.
Elliot, that was